This year, we are putting up a large new exhibit in our community room on the 90s. We're calling it Growing Up 90s Hancock County Edition.
Okay.
So it's focusing on being a kid or a teenager in Hancock County in the 90s.
So talk a little bit about this this exhibit. This kind of actually grew out of, I know the 60s exhibit was really, really popular.
Yes.
And so kind of fast forward a little bit. Is that really where it came from?
That's actually what it did come from. Okay. We put this exhibit, that exhibit together. We got to see all of these people, our parents' ages, coming into the museum. They were dancing. They were having a great time. They got to reminisce. And we're like, we want to do that. And since the staff is mostly younger women, we were like, we should do the 90s because that's one thing we all had in common.
Yeah.
And so we were thinking back to all the fun stuff we used to do. And we decided we have to do a 90s exhibit, even if we're not quite ready for the 90s to be history yet.
Well, that's what I was saying, you know, thinking here, I don't think of the 90s as being historical. It's not old enough yet. But then again, that's a little, I was not a teenager in the 90s. I was already an adult at that time. So, but this is history. I mean, we're talking about 30 years ago.
Exactly. And that's one of those things you can tell that we're all getting older because we realize, oh, that is 30 years ago. We keep thinking it's 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But yeah, it's getting to that point where, like, when I was growing up, I thought the 70s were so far away in the 90s. But, like, that's the same distance.
Exactly. So, yeah. I always look at that when I think of things like that, to put it in perspective. I mean, I graduated high school in 1985. So if you talk about 30 years prior to that, that's like the mid-50s. Is that long ago when I graduated high school is how long ago the 90s is today. So, and again, if you put yourself into that perspective, that seemed like an awful long time ago when now we have a very different perspective. But is in putting this together, first of all, how long did it take to, when you put together something like this, what's the...
Oh, it takes years. I mean, you have to come up with the idea first, and then you have to do lots and lots of research, and then you have to put it out there, like, okay, we're doing this exhibit, we need stuff, if we don't already have things.
Yeah, because I would imagine that within the collection, given that it is relatively recent, there's probably not a whole lot of stuff in the collection from
there,
the 90s.
There's not. It's actually kind of like... after the early 1970s, they just kind of, there's not almost nothing.
Right.
Except I've been trying to like push for that stuff lately, you know, late 70s, 80s, 90s.
So as kind of a sidebar, this does allow you to add to the collection some stuff that is a little more recent. Perhaps.
Yeah, it does. And what's great is in the research, I get to find out all these things that I didn't know happened in the 90s.
Is it surprising to you when you look at how much has changed since the 90s? Again, we don't think of it as being that long ago, but a lot can change in the community in 30 years.
Yeah, a lot really has changed. And it's super interesting to see all the different events that used to happen then that don't happen anymore. And just the way buildings looked, there's a very different feel to the 90s. Although I would say downtown definitely looks much better now than it did in the 80s and 90s.
That's very true. I mean, things, that's another thing. We tend to think of the good old days, but in some cases what you find is that things have very much improved in the ensuing years.
Yes, although I would say the mall area is the opposite because the mall was huge and expanding in the 90s.
Right.
And sadly, there's not much going on at the mall anymore.
Yeah. So it's definitely a different community now than it was then. Mm-hmm. We don't think about it, but this will be fun to hear and see people looking at this exhibit and kind of thinking about the 90s in a different way.
It is, definitely. And I'm looking forward to a lot of things. Like I want to add a website component to the exhibit where we get people's stories and some of their memories from stuff. I mean, just posting some things on Facebook, seeing what people did when they went to Ohio State, for one, like
there's another
that blew up.
Yeah.
Everybody was so excited about that. So I love hearing those personal stories like, oh, you know, I had my first kiss at Ohio State. you know, we went to the movie theater that's in the mall on our first date. You know, I mean, and it doesn't even have to be milestones. Just we hung out there all the time.
To a certain extent, does some of that kind of redefine what a historical museum is? I mean, again, you talk about some of those stories and I think a lot of times that's not necessarily what we think of when we think of a quote-unquote museum exhibit. You know what I mean?
And that's very true, although that's how I approach it. That's my personal favorite thing about history and what I can do at the museum is being able to tell those stories that make things real, make them more personal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you can read all about a battle, but it's, you know, it's kind of interesting. But until you get that person's first person perspective of that battle, that's when you get like the real interesting components of it. And so like, and even in everyday stuff, that's really just, I feel like in a way I'm a storyteller. I get to tell the stories of the community and the people in it.
Absolutely. So that is the big new exhibit this year, right? So folks would be able to check that out. Definitely a visit to the museum will be worth your time to check out the 90s exhibit at the Hancock Historical Museum.